morning, everyone. Welcome to the Anytime Notebook, here every single week to mark a goal scorer card for the weekend ahead. Joining me this week, some of our esteemed listeners. We put the call out to hear what you were backing. Several of our shrewdest operators replied doing just that. Enough of an intro from me, who people have tuned in exactly not to listen to. So I'll leave it up to them. Enjoy.
Hi guys, Tom Love here. Big fan of the pod, I have to say. And I'm going to put up a player in the Bradford against Gillingham game. Now, I know how much you love a player who's not scored a career goal in the EFL. So I'm going to treat you with the 18-1 about Dan Oyegoke to score any time for Bradford. He's started the last two games. He's been injured for most of the season, but Graham Alexander, the manager, is a big fan of his. He's always talked him up more than any other player. Very versatile player. Can play centre-half, right-back, but he's actually been deployed in central midfield alongside Richie Smallwood whilst Alex Gilliard is out. So it's a player who's been priced up as a defender when he should be playing in central midfield. And with not many attackers available for the Bantams at the minute, I think Oyegoke could get into some decent positions. He's registered a shot in both of his last two games. And yeah, I think he could be a bit of value against the Gillingham side, fresh off a 5-1 battering at Harrogate, of all teams. Now, they've got to make another big trip up to Yorkshire. All the pressure is really on Gillingham. Bradford have nothing to play for now. I think they'll play better with the pressure off them. So, yeah, I'm going to put up Dan Oyegoke, 18-1 with Sky.
Hi, Gavin. Hi, John. Craig Bradley here. This is my response to your call for arms for some selections for the weekend. I've got three for you. First off, Nat Phillips, Cardiff v Hull. Best price 28-1 with Skybet. On the radar for a while, and since the international break, three attempts on Bank Holiday Monday, two on target v Coventry, and another two with one on target against Sunderland on Good Friday. Second up, also in the Championship, Luke McNally, Stoke v West Brom. Best price 18-1 with 365. Another with an effort on target in each game since returning from the international break. And third and final selection in League One. This is a bit of a flyer, but I'm putting up Jordan Thomas for Cheltenham at Leyton Orient. Best price 8-1 with 365. Bit of a personal story with this one. I follow JT's career from North Leigh to Bath City and now into the EFL with Cheltenham. I was delighted to see him get an EFL move in January. However, he doesn't really suit Darryl Clark's 3-4-1-2 system. But the thinking is that as Cheltenham's need becomes more and more desperate, they're going to turn to the shot-happy winger more and more. I think his game time is going to increase and I want to be on him when he opens his account. All the best, guys.
Morning, Gavin, John. Mark Stinchcombe here for the Anytime Notebook. Big game in League One at both ends of the table this Saturday at the Pirelli. Burton Albion taking on Oxford United. Oxford going off for around about the even money mark. Like the look of Josh Murphy to bag any time at 5-1. Four goals in his last 10 games. Seems to be coming into a little bit of form now. He's finally made his way back to fitness, averaging 2.8 shots per game, and looks like he's linking up well with old Cardiff teammates Joe Bennett and Mark Harris. 14 players going off shorter in the game. Looks like a pinch of value. I wouldn't be surprised to see him arrow another one into the bottom corner this weekend.
Hi, my name's Steve or Norfolk and Good on Twitter. This week I'm punting Luke Ayling at 10-1 with Paddy Power and Betfair. He's currently averaging 1.5 shots per game. They're odds on against Swansea this week, who any time I watch them try defend a corner or set play look absolutely shambolic. He could get his head in one or even score from open play.
John here. You may have heard me on this podcast before. Try and keep to the 45-second limit here. And we're once again going for a Cheltenham player in their trip to Leighton Orient. A player I've mentioned recently is Jordan Thomas. Another second-half cameo last week where he had a late chance blocked from a set play, but that doesn't tell the whole story. He should have had two penalties where he scythed through the opposition defence and brought down twice. As I've said previously, this lad is very, very quick, and I think Clark is going to unleash him this weekend away at Orient. And the 8-1 standout price is just about big enough to find out. So the selection is Jordan Thomas at 8-1 with 365 for Cheltenham away at Leighton Orient.
And seeing as it's Saturday morning and opinions are rife, I'll add in my two penneth. Let's stick to what we know. Defending comes to Notts County about as easily as well-judged press statements. Unfortunate then that they come up against a Harrogate side who stuck five past Gills last weekend and three past Bradford a couple of weekends before. I do wonder if Simon Weaver's men just lost their bottle on the road a bit after that 9-2 defeat at Mansfield a couple of months ago. Used to represent a whole chunk of value away from home, but five low-scoring draws on the bounce. Now is the time, though, in that League Two playoff chase to find your winning boots, and Harrogate away to Notts County, which has been a happy hunting ground for many a side already, could be the exact right reason to get with Harrogate just here. No surprises. A player that I once called the most natural header of a ball in opposition boxes in the EFL, Anthony O'Connor, fresh off his fifth in League and Cup in that 5-1 win against Gillingham last weekend. Good run to finish off a great George Thompson cross. Went very close in the reverse fixture, which Harrogate won 3-1 back in December. Put that all together, consider the fact that goal-scoring centre-half has been going off plenty short enough this season, so 14-1, I thought was a fair old price for Anthony O'Connor, 14-1, Harrogate at Notts County. A huge thank you to those who popped over their selections this week. Me and John will be back next week. More than enough winners there for 1 week. Whatever you are backing, remember, be lucky.